the rejected ones. Mm-hmm. You know, we were the workers, we were the laborers. You know, you didn't see white folk cutting grass when I was coming up, because we did that for them. That's how we made our money. You didn't see white women didn't clean their own houses. My grandmama and them did that. They didn't even do their own cooking. My grandmama and them did that. My great grandmama. You know, my grandmama said, I'm not doing that. You know? And I thank God for her. I really do. I thank God for her. Because now, even, what is it, household technicians, mm-hmm. that's what they're called now. Even the, you know, even that has moved to a whole nother level. So you got to basically have a high school diploma to do that. You know, folks don't want you to clean their house, and you're illiterate, you know, because they don't know if they can trust you or not. So that's changed a lot. Things have changed.
For good, for bad?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. You know, whereas the city is growing, homes are nicer for both blacks and whites. That education thing and the thing for the kids is still, that needs to be adjusted. That needs to get better. We got to do something about this. How to keep our young folk in school and keep them motivated to stay, you know? I just pray we get an answer.
I'm just curious, you were just talking about language. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about your language?
Me, I don't care. You know, I think it's important to use unbroken English. I think it's important to use proper etiquette when speaking, because definitely if you're going to a job interview, you don't want to be sitting up, yo, what's up? You know, you won't, because I wouldn't hire anybody talking like that. But at the same time, I'm not really into people that put on airs. You know,
my name is Dr. and I received my honorary doctor's degree from.
That don't impress nobody, you know. Just be yourself. And me, I'm happy with. I hate my talking voice. When you hear this thing right here, you're gonna be like, good God, I'm not. But who I am, I'm happy with. I'm happy with who I am, because I've always been real about who I am, whose I am, and where I want to be, and what it's going to take to get me there. I've always been realistic about that. I pride myself on being a realist, so I'm cool with the way I talk. Sound pretty country to you, huh? Where are you from?
No, I'm from Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Now we Southern too, now.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Don't forget.
With the caliber of, I think a change is going to come as it relates to how our kids are dealt with, our black kids. I think that's going to come because I'm one of those parents that's, you know, that's sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, I have seven kids. I have five sons and two daughters. Of my seven children, one is already graduated. He's a man, you know,